The family of Tommy Lee, who was shot to death by a King County sheriff's deputy on June 14th, wants answers. At a public forum in South Seattle, they and other members of the Vietnamese community put their questions to officials. More from 88.5's Paula Whistle.
I have a question. You know,
why, family and friends asked, did police have to kill Lee? Was he that dangerous? He'd never been in trouble with the law and was set to graduate from high school. They wanted clarification on what actually happened that night. Why police didn't verify that it was a pen, not a knife, he was holding. And why the tasers police allegedly used on him didn't work. Speaking through an interpreter, his father talked of the pain of losing a son. Lee's brother said Tommy had a new suit to wear to the brother's wedding. Instead, they had to bury him in it. Sheriff John Urquhart told them, "We may never know all that happened that night, what caused Tommy Lee to go into what he called a mental health crisis." He promised an inquest and said he's also asking the FBI to investigate. Others at the forum wanted to discuss broader issues. One man, a former policeman in South Vietnam, said through an interpreter, he's concerned about the increased militarization of the police force. He says they should see themselves as protectors of a community, not as soldiers on a battlefield where it's kill or be killed. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.